All right, so get this. SNUS and Halloween.
Really?
Yeah, you heard that right.
Okay, I'm listening.
You guys sent in some seriously interesting articles about a surprising connection between the two. So buckle up, we're about to go on a deep dive.
I mean, you've definitely got my attention. Color me intrigued.
First things first, though, just in case anyone's new to this whole world, what exactly is SNUS?
Snus. Well, snus is basically this moist powder tobacco product, and you stick it under your upper lip.
Like chewing tobacco?
Kind of, but not really. You don't spit with snus. It's been around for ages, actually. It's originated in Sweden, fun fact.
Yeah.
And over time, it's become more and more popular as a smokeless alternative to cigarettes.
And I've also heard about nicotine pouches becoming more popular too, right? What's the difference?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah.
Nicotine pouches, they're pretty similar to snus in how you use them, but here's the key difference. They don't have any tobacco. They're like these little pouches,
Yeah.
and they're filled with nicotine, some flavorings, and a few other ingredients.
So basically, snus and nicotine pouches. Both ways to get a nicotine hit without all that smoke. So, how does this tie back into Halloween then?
Okay, well, think of it like this: rituals, traditions. Halloween, at its core, it's all about rituals and traditions, right?
Yeah.
Think back to the very beginnings with the Celts and this festival they called Samhain.
Samhain?
Yep, Samhain. Back then, on that one night, they believed that the boundary between us, the living, and, the dead, it would totally blur. People would wear costumes, light bonfires, ward off those spirits.
It's a bit different from trick-or-treating and costume parties.
Right. Wild how things evolve. But even though how we celebrate has totally transformed that heart of it, those rituals and traditions, those remain.
So SNUS has kind of developed its own rituals too, then.
Bingo. Just like Halloween morphed and changed over time, snus, it's become a modern ritual for those who choose to use nicotine.
Interesting way to think about it. I guess we are creatures of habit in some ways, even when it comes to something like nicotine.
Absolutely. We crave routine in a way.
Yeah.
And speaking of modern twists, we found this super cool trend going on in the snus world. Remember those limited edition Halloween products we talked about earlier? Well, snus companies, they're doing it too.
Wait, hold on. Halloween themed snus. I gotta see this. Like, what?
Okay, close your eyes and picture it. Snus cans. But they're all decked out, Halloween style. Bats, glowing jack-o'-lanterns, spooky graveyards, you name it. Some even have cobwebs or like glow-in-the-dark effects.
Whoa, hold up. Seriously. That's incredible. They're taking like Halloween vibes and putting them right on snus cans.
It's all about that experience, making it special for users. And get this, some brands are even making special flavors just for Halloween, like pumpkin spice or apple cinnamon.
Pumpkin spice snus. Mind blown. I never knew I needed that in my life.
Right, so how do you tap into the season, offer something unique, special, both for dedicated snus users and those who might be, thinking of trying it for the first time?
That's pretty clever. I can see that. I can see the appeal, especially around Halloween. But let's be real, a lot of people, when they think Halloween, they think getting together with friends, having some fun, right? So, what if we take this whole Halloween snus thing and we level it up?
Okay, I'm all ears. What are you thinking?
A Halloween snus tasting party, like a wine tasting, but with a Halloween twist.
Okay, now that's an idea I can definitely get behind. Sounds like a blast.
Right. We could go all out. Dim lighting, creepy decorations, maybe even some like spooky background music just to set the mood.
And obviously we'd need, well, a variety of snus to actually, to sample. We could have some traditional tobacco flavors, maybe some refreshing mint and fruity options, and of course those limited edition Halloween specials, if we can get our hands on them.
Yes, and presentation. We got to get creative there too. Like those antique looking trays piled high with the snus cans, maybe even some spooky snacks on the side just to, complement the flavors.
I love it. Multi-sensory experience, blending traditional Halloween elements with that unique world of snus.
And here's where it gets really fun. What if we pair the snus with Halloween treats?
Oh, I like where this is going. Go on.
Right. Like imagine a smooth, minty snus, and you're enjoying it right alongside a classic Halloween chocolate bar.
Ooh, that contrast. Cool, mint, rich chocolate. I like it. Or, wait, what about a slightly bitter licorice snus paired with some candy corn?
Licorice and candy corn. Huh. I've never thought of that before.
The possibilities are endless. It's like trick-or-treating, but for adults.
Totally. But before we get too carried away with our Halloween snus party, we got to talk about something important.
Responsible use.
Exactly. Because it's all fun and games until someone gets hurt, right? So we have to remember both snus and nicotine pouches, they contain nicotine. Nicotine is addictive.
Right. And especially if we're talking about introducing this to friends, some of them might be, you know, completely new to nicotine.
Exactly. So it's all about making sure everyone understands. While snus in these pouches, they offer an alternative to smoking, it's not completely risk-free.
Exactly. We'll get deeper into those health aspects a little later, but for now, the big things to remember. Moderation. Making informed choices. Knowing your limits.
And if anyone's not sure about trying snus, hey, no pressure. Totally respect that decision.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Nicotine isn't for everyone.
Yeah.
But speaking of different levels of experience, let's talk about how to navigate this whole world of snus, whether you're a newbie or you've been around the block a few times.
Great point. I mean, if we are having this Halloween snus tasting party, there might be people who are total snus beginners, A&D people who already know what's up, right? So where do we begin? Let's start with those first timers, those newbies. What's your advice for someone trying snus for the very first time?
For those just dipping their toes in, the key is starting slow, gentle. Opt for snus or pouches that have lower nicotine content. It gives your body time to adjust to that sensation.
And what about flavors? Best bets for the first timers.
I'd go for something mild, refreshing. Mint, fruit flavors. Those tend to be less intense than traditional tobacco flavors.
Makes sense. Any specific brands that stand out as beginner friendly?
Absolutely. One that comes to mind is Ace Super White. Super popular in the UK. Known for being comfortable, a wide range of flavors, many perfect for newbies.
Ace Super White. Got it. What else is out there for our newbie friends?
Velo. Especially their nicotine pouches. Really refreshing mint flavors. Perfect for first timers.
So we've got Ace Super White and Velo. Great starting points. Now, what about those who are already familiar with snus? How do you level up your snus game?
For the seasoned snus users, it's about exploring the bolder side of things. Higher nicotine strengths, more intense flavors, unique blends, you know, push the boundaries a little bit.
We're talking about snus that packs a punch. Any brands or specific products you recommend for those ready for a more intense experience?
Okay. If you're looking for pure strength, Siberia Snusts. White dry. Extremely strong. Legendary in the snus world. It's famous for its, well, extreme nicotine content and its powerful flavor. Definitely not for the faint of heart.
Siberia. The name even sounds intense. Anything else for those seasoned snus enthusiasts?
Check out Pablo X Ice Cold Nicotine Pouches. These are tobacco-free, but they've got a serious menthol kick. Refreshing, but incredibly strong.
Pablo X Ice Cold sounds like it would wake you right up in the morning. So we've got some great recommendations, whether you're just starting out or you're a snus pro. But before we go any further, gotta reiterate, responsible use, folks.
Absolutely.
It's been fun exploring the world of snus, but we have to remember, nicotine is addictive no matter how you consume it.
Well said.
So whether you're new to snus or you've been using it for years, it's all about making informed choices, knowing your limits, always using snus responsibly.
Couldn't said it better myself. And speaking of exploring further, this is just the tip of the iceberg, really. We've only just scratched the surface of the snus world.
That's right. When we come back, we'll dive even deeper. Benefits, drawbacks of snus and nicotine pouches, and we'll explore what the future holds for these alternatives to smoking. Stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into snus.
Where we're looking at everything from the history to like modern rituals to, you know, those cool Halloween snus cans we talked about.
Right. Let's shift gears a bit though and explore why people are increasingly choosing snus and those nicotine pouches over traditional cigarettes.
Yeah, I think a big part of it, from what I've read at least, is how discreet it is. No smoke, no lingering smell. I mean, you can pretty much use it anywhere, right?
That's huge, especially with all the smoking restrictions these days, right?
Yeah.
It's just so much easier. And you're right, that discreetness is a major, major draw. Plus, it's just so convenient. Snus pouches, they're small, portable. You don't need like a lighter or an ashtray or anything like that.
Like a grab-and-go nicotine experience almost.
Exactly. And that actually ties into another key benefit, the controlled nicotine delivery. You see, unlike cigarettes, where you get that rapid spike in nicotine, snus, and the pouches, they release it much more gradually.
So it's like sustained, less jarring.
Precisely. It's absorbed through the lining of your mouth rather than, you know, inhaling it into your lungs. That slower absorption can be really helpful for people who are trying to, manage their nicotine intake.
It's almost like, I don't know, the difference between like gulping down an energy drink versus like sipping a cup of coffee.
Great analogy. But of course, we can't talk about snus and these pouches without, without addressing the health aspects too.
Right, because even though it's considered less harmful than smoking, I mean, we are still talking about nicotine, right? And nicotine is addictive no matter how you consume it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And it's so important to remember, even though they get rid of that harmful smoke you get from cigarettes, there are still risks.
So what are some of those downsides? The risks that come with snus and nicotine pouches?
Well, with snus, the main concern is those tobacco-specific nitrosamines. Those are, known carcinogens. Mm-hmm. Now, the levels are significantly lower than in cigarettes, for sure, but it's still a potential risk.
So it's kind of like, it's a harm reduction strategy compared to smoking, but not without its own concerns, right?
Right. And with the nicotine pouches, okay, so you're eliminating the tobacco, but we still need to think about the potential effects of nicotine itself, especially on, cardiovascular health.
So it's all about being informed and, weighing the pros and cons.
Exactly. Which leads to another important point, understanding the huge EE variety of snus and pouch options out there.
No kidding. So many brands, so many flavors, so many strengths. I mean, it's kind of overwhelming. Where do you even begin?
It's like walking into a candy store for the first time. But that's part of the fun too, right? Finding the perfect snus or pouch that really fits, fits your preferences.
It's like finding your signature coffee order or your go-to cocktail. Everyone's got their own taste.
Exactly. And the snus industry, they've really embraced that idea of personalization. You've got traditional tobacco flavors, you've got refreshing mints, fruity blends, even some like really unexpected options.
Speaking of unexpected, those Halloween snus cans we talked about, some of those flavors sounded wild.
Right. Pumpkin spice, apple cinnamon. It's fun. Get into that Halloween spirit, right?
So beyond those novelty flavors, what are some of the big things to consider when choosing a snus or a pouch?
Well, strength, obviously, that's a big one. Nicotine levels, they can vary so much. So it's important to, choose something appropriate for your tolerance and experience level. And then there's the format. You've got loose snus, portion snus.
What's the difference?
Loose snus, loose. You kind of form it yourself before putting it under your lip. Portion snus, on the other hand, comes pre-packed in these pouches. A lot of people find them more convenient, less messy.
So for beginners, portion snus is probably the way to go.
It usually is. And they often have a wider range of flavors, too. And speaking of flavors, that's where it gets really fun.
Okay, hit me. Flavor recommendations, let's hear them. I'm feeling adventurous.
If you're into those classic, like, minty flavors, General Mint, it's a must-try. Very traditional, clean, refreshing taste. But if you want something bolder, try Odin's Cold Dry Extreme White. It's got a really powerful menthol kick. It'll definitely wake you up.
General Mint, Odin's Cold Dry. Noted. What if I'm craving something a little sweeter, though?
Ooh. If you like fruity flavors, try Siberia Neck in 80 Degrees White Dry. It's a berry flavor, sweet and tangy, really popular. But if you want something truly unique, Jacobson's Melon. Melon-flavored snus. Surprisingly refreshing.
Jacobson's Melon. Now, that's not something you hear every day. Sounds like a whole world of flavors out there.
It really is. And that's what's so great about exploring snus, exploring these pouches. It's about finding what you like, trying new things. But hey, whatever you choose, always use responsibly, right?
Right. Can't stress that enough. Nicotine is addictive. We've got to remember that. And be aware of the potential risks.
Exactly. And if you're ever unsure about anything, talk to your doctor or, find a trusted source of information. Don't just guess.
Speaking of resources, any websites or like communities you'd recommend for people who want to, learn more about snus?
Oh, absolutely. SnusCentral.com, great resource. They've got information, reviews. You can even buy snus online. And for a community feel, check out the snus subreddit. Great place to connect with other users, share experiences.
Snus Central, snus subreddit. Got it. I'm going to have to check those out. This whole deep dive has been honestly eye-opening. It's a whole world I knew nothing about.
That's the power of curiosity, right?
Yeah.
And that's what we've tried to do here, spark that interest, give you the knowledge to, explore on your own.
Exactly. So to anyone listening, if you're even a little bit curious about snus, do your research, ask questions, don't be afraid to try something new.
Who knows? You might just discover your new favorite ritual.
And remember, do it responsibly. Okay, so we're back, and we're ready for the final chapter of our snus deep dive. We've explored the history, the trends, all of the good stuff, the not-so-good stuff. Now it's time to get, practical.
Right?
Right?
Think of this as your, snus starter kit. brands, products, even some resources to help you navigate this whole world.
Perfect. I'm taking notes. So we've talked about a few names already, like Ace Super White, Good for Beginners, Siberia for those who like it strong. What else is out there?
Well, how about a brand that kind of bridges the gap between those two? G.4 Snus. They've got a nice range of strengths, from milder options to some, you know, pretty intense ones. And their portion formats, people really like them. Comfortable, discreet, you know.
G4 Snus. Okay. Lots of variety. That seems to be a theme here, right? Lots and lots of options in the Snus world.
For sure. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
More likely to find something you really, really like. Now, if you're looking for something completely tobacco-free, LYFT nicotine pouches, they're really popular. Tons of flavors. And a very, like, smooth nicotine delivery.
LYFT. Okay. Got it. Man, so many options. This is making me want to, like, experiment, you know? But before I go full-on mad scientist with all this snus, anything else to, like, keep in mind when I'm choosing?
Well, besides strength, which we talked about, think about the format. Loose snus, it's that, you know, traditional experience. You customize the portion size, all that. But it can be messy.
So portion snus is probably the way to go, then, for convenience.
Usually, especially when you're starting out. Plus, they tend to have more flavors. And speaking of flavors, that's where the fun begins.
All right. Hit me flavor recommendations. I'm ready.
Okay. If you're into those classic minty flavors, General Mint. Have you tried that one?
I don't think so, no.
A classic for a reason. Traditional Snus, clean, refreshing taste. Now, if you want something bolder, Odin's Cold Dry Extreme White. It's got a powerful menthol kick. Will wake you right up.
General Mint and Odin's Cold Dry. Writing these down. Okay. What if I want something, like, sweeter?
Ooh, okay. Well, if you're into fruity flavors, Siberia Nick and 80 Degrees White Dry. It's got this berry flavor, sweet and tangy, very popular. But if you're, like, really looking for something unique, check out Jacobson's Melon. Melon-flavored snus. It's surprisingly refreshing.
Jacobson's Melon. All right, that one I did not see coming. It seems like there's, like, a whole universe of flavors out there.
There really is. That's part of what makes it so fun, exploring all this.
Yeah.
Finding what you like, trying new things. Just, you know, remember, whatever you choose, use responsibly.
Right. Always good advice. Can't hear that enough, honestly. Nicotine is addictive. We've got to remember that.
Exactly. And if you're ever unsure about anything, always talk to your doctor or, you know, find a trusted source of information.
Speaking of resources, any websites or, I don't know, like communities you recommend for people who want to learn more?
Oh, yeah, for sure. SnusCentral.com. Great resource. Tons of info, reviews. You can even buy snus online.
Yep.
And then for that, like community feel, check out the snus subreddit. It's a really good place to connect with other users, share your experiences, all that.
Awesome. Snus Central, the snus subreddit. Definitely checking those out. I've got to say, this whole deep dive has been honestly amazing. I feel like I knew like nothing about this world, and now I've learned so much.
That's what we love to hear. It's all about sparking that curiosity, giving you the knowledge to, you know, go explore on your own.
Absolutely. So to everyone listening, if you're even a tiny bit curious about snus, do some research, ask questions. Don't be afraid to try something new. Just, you know, be responsible.
Couldn't agree more.
And that's a wrap on our snus deep dive. Until next time, happy exploring. And as always, stay curious.